From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, August 27. The crypto read in 5 signal over noise, as always. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, Starkware tests quantum-resistant Bitcoin transaction on mainnet. Starkware said the experimental transaction demonstrated quantum-resistant Bitcoin spending without a fork, but it costs up to $200 and required direct miner submission. Starkware researcher Evehu Levy has tested an experimental quantum-resistant transaction on the Bitcoin mainnet in what the company described as the first transaction of its kind. According to Starkware, the transaction was confirmed Wednesday in Bitcoin block 964,199. Next, second, from CryptoSlate, Solana takes its first step towards sub-second speed by cutting block confirmation times across the network. Solana's mainnet is producing blocks faster after its first staged slot time reduction moved the network's target from 400 milliseconds to 350 milliseconds. Faster slots shorten block level feedback and confirmation thresholds measured in slots, while throughput depends on a separate set of limits. The Solana Foundation confirmed the mainnet change after the feature activated at slot 440,208,000, the first slot of Epoch 1019. Up next, third, from Crypto Slate, Cardano and Solana just exposed crypto governance's biggest weakness. Cardano and Solana are testing two competing approaches to on-chain governance, with one exposing the cost of voter absence and the other shifting more power to default representatives who may have their own economic interests. Cardano's constitutional committee renewal requires separate approval from delegated representatives, or DREPs, and stake pool operators. Solana instead allows validators to cast governance votes using the active stake delegated to them unless individual stakers override that choice. The distinction is becoming visible in simultaneous votes on both networks. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, BlackRock's Robert Michnick says Bitcoin's macro case strengthens amid fiscal concerns. Bitcoin's appeal as a hedge against fiscal instability grows, potentially reshaping institutional investment strategies and portfolio diversification. The post BlackRock's Robert Michnick says Bitcoin's macro case strengthens amid fiscal concerns appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from Crypto Potato, two important Binance updates concerning Ethereum and other altcoin traders. The world's leading cryptocurrency exchange warned its users that certain operations will be temporarily halted later this week. Prior to that, it revealed the delisting of three altcoins, which will take effect at the start of September. The company announced that it will briefly suspend deposits and withdrawals on the Ethereum network on August 27 to support wallet maintenance. The process is expected to take about 1 hour, after which operations will resume. Up next, sixth, from Cointelegraph, Shrinksbit published, Quantum Secure Bitcoin comes with a catch, which makes it all the more fascinating that his company is one of the leaders in researching practical solutions to the issue. Back told Cointelegraph earlier this year the safe thing is to prepare for the threat well in advance. Blockstream has already proven its experimental post-quantum signature scheme called Shrinks works in production on its Liquid sidechain, and a Bitcoin improvement proposal for Shrinks was published earlier today. And then, seventh, from U.today, Hyperliquid Hype, Ethereum, Chainlink Link, and Stellar XLM. Next steps of bullish market. Disclaimer. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. Next, 8th, from B in Crypto. Governments can see just 14% of the $457 billion crypto tax. Crypto users generated at least $457 billion in taxable activity on public blockchains in 2025, Chainalysis estimates. Americans produced $112.6 billion of it, more than any other country. Tax offices will see almost none of it. The global reporting rules now rolling out capture just 14% of those flows. The Chainalysis estimate spans 6 blockchains, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana. It counts trading gains, income from mining, staking, and lending, and everyday crypto payments. Trades locked inside centralized exchange order books never touch a blockchain. Up next, 9th, from B in Crypto. Three big changes just hit XRP, Dogecoin, and Ethereum ETFs. Three changes just hit the 21 shares Ethereum ETF and its four sister funds for Bitcoin, XRP, Dogecoin, and Polkadot. New SEC filings show new fund names, a new pricing source, and a new fee schedule. Holders keep the same shares. Behind the label, however, the products start working differently on Thursday. Start with the names. On August 25, 21 shares renamed two funds in Delaware. The 21 shares Ethereum ETF became the 21 shares Ethereum Staking ETF. The Polkadot DOT fund became the 21 shares Polkadot Staking ETF. Five 8K filings published this week confirmed the changes. And then Then, 10th, from Crypto Slate, Bitcoin is trapped between $75,000 and $80,000 ahead of a massive Friday derivatives settlement. Bitcoin is trading between $80,000 and $78,000 and faces two option strikes that could shave dealer hedging into Friday. Reported call exposure at $75,000 and $80,000 creates a test of whether those positions dampen Bitcoin's next move or add force to a break. Roughly 81,700 Bitcoin options representing about $6.4 billion in notional are scheduled to settle on Deribit at 800 UTC on Aug 28. A refresh of Deribit's Bitcoin options data placed its Bitcoin reference price near $78,514. Applied to 81,701 Bitcoin contracts, that gives about $6.415 billion in notional. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this save a YouTube time, believe it is free, so vote.com.